This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. First, there was the internet. Then there were so-called net neutrality rules to keep internet companies from offering VIP treatment to favored business partners. Then there was the Trump administration and the move to repeal network neutrality. Well, today is the very first official step to unneutralize the net. But advocates of net neutrality are still fighting, as Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
A quick roundup of the pushback. Internet companies and digital rights groups are suing the FCC, arguing the repeal was illegal. In the U.S. Senate, Democrats say they're just one vote short on a bill to restore net neutrality rules. And several states are pushing their own net neutrality laws. Barbara Van Schuick at Stanford Law says California's proposed law is the most promising.
That's the only state-level bill that comprehensively restores all of the protections that were adopted in 2015.
The FCC's new federal policy explicitly preempts any state law, so ISPs are closely watching what happens in California.
Kind of like auto emission standards, you know, California sets the tone for a lot of the country. Same thing might happen with net neutrality.
Mark Bartholomew is a University at Buffalo law professor. He says when net neutrality rules do fully expire, you might not even notice.
The major ISPs promised they won't change anything in the short term. They said they won't block or throttle.
Because they know pretty much everybody's watching. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.